Hickory Chic on This Moment of Indiana History. Renewed interest in the arts and crafts movement in architecture and design has produced a renaissance for Indiana hickory furniture. Increasingly showcased in museum exhibitions and interior decorating schemes, the rustic pieces date to Indiana's pioneer past. Early settlers discovered that the area's plentiful hickory saplings, which maintain a slender diameter while growing straight, hard, and tall, were ideal for crafting into furniture. Saplings were soaked and bent into hoops for chairs' frames, and their bark stripped and woven for seats and backs. By 1892, Martinsville's Old Hickory Chair Company was furnishing the city's luxury health spas, known for their restorative mineral waters. Guests included Gustav Stickley and Charles Lindbergh, pioneers in the American arts and crafts movement, whose mission style may have been informed by the natural forms, exposed joinery, and clean lines of the hickory pieces. During the nascent National Parks movement, Indiana hickory furniture found its way into lodges and private resorts around the country, from the Old Faithful Inn in Yellowstone to Asheville's Grove Park Inn. In time, the imprimatur of the wealthy and powerful gave the rustic style an unmistakable cachet. These days, three Hoosier manufacturers and the Indiana State Prison sustain the taste for hickory chic. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, home of the You Are There 1945 Hoosier Homefront exhibit presented by Kroger at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center, offering an everyday life experience in a small Indiana town during World War II. Information at indianahistory.org.